are your main takeaways from the event today?
So I think that people found the framework that Centre for Policy Impact have produced to be really interesting and engaging. And I think of the three components of that framework, policy, action, and legitimacy, there was a particular focus on legitimacy. And I think the reason for that is twofold. It's firstly because there is clearly a big problem of legitimacy in the modern world. And I think we see that to a certain extent reflected in kind of wider populism and but also statistics about declining trust and things like that. So legitimacy is a hard problem to solve. But also I think the CPI framework, it gets us to think about legitimacy, what we realise is that whilst we've got a lot of tools which we might use to determine whether a policy is a well-designed policy, and we've even got quite a few tools to help us understand what incentivizes people to behave, although I'm not sure we think enough about that, we really are quite in the dark about how it is you generate legitimacy. And so as the seminar went on, I thought there were lots of interesting examples of successes, but also failures or intractability around how it is you might generate legitimacy if that is such an important component. So I thought it was a fascinating conversation, not an uncritical conversation. And I think there was the one other thing I'd draw out of it is people felt this is a good framework, but it mustn't be a framework which we see as a kind of, you know, checklist that you simply have to tick all the boxes and everything's going to be fine. And I don't think that's actually, I'm sure Adrian will confirm, that's not really your intention, but it was important to hear from the audience, to use the phrase I used, that this is more a compass than a roadmap.
Yes, yeah, so absolutely concur that this isn't supposed to be a checklist. And there is, of course, a danger when you present something in a nice published document or you have a nice sort of video on your website that people immediately read into it that this has got more, I don't know, direction built into it, or you know, you're considered to have done something wrong if you're not absolutely following this. So it obtains a level of authority which we certainly don't imply it to have just because we produced a nice kind of diagram of it. I think one of the challenges of producing frameworks like this is to get that balance right between being loose enough that people are comfortable that this is something which can have some meaning for them and they don't feel they have to immediately object to one of the elements within it. But at the same time has enough meat in it, enough prescription in it, that it actually has some sort of practical application. And that there is that tension, which we'll probably end up exploring next time, of, you know, these are interesting concepts of legitimacy, etc. But then how do we actually make some practical progress with them? I think that was a really interesting gap really exposed in the thinking. And there were no good answers in the room either to really how do we even understand legitimacy in the modern world, nor what do we turn to when we try to make any progress with it, if even we attempt to make any progress with legitimacy. I think most people would perhaps say it's not even on the agenda at the moment in the way that it perhaps should be.
I think one other point that I would draw out that I think is going to be really interesting when we discuss the question of how government might work in this more kind of holistic way, might use a framework like this as a compass, is the idea that we need more modesty about what might be achievable at any given moment. And so I gave the example of the review I'm doing for government around work, and the fact that I've recognised that for me, all that we will recommend is premised on the idea that we should care about the quality of work, but it isn't actually clear that the legitimacy argument has been won there. So I'm thinking in my review, partly influenced by this framework, of what is the work I need to do before the review is published to demonstrate that people care about the quality of work? Because if they don't care about the quality of work, why would they go through the difficulty of implementing policies and getting incentives right for the change that I want to recommend? So I think that where there is a tendency for policymakers to think I've got to have a solution, and what this framework says to us, well, maybe a solution is not available right now. All that is available now is building a legitimacy ramp to take you to the point at which a solution might become visible.
Or that the solution's available but it's not the right time for that solution. Yes. It's not, the time isn't right. One other phrase you use, Matthew, which I like a lot, and I know that you're using here at the RSA, is thinking like a system and acting like an entrepreneur, and I think that's also an interesting route to explore with a framework such as this, it certainly, I hope, helps us think more like a system, because it draws more into the sort of intellectual play that we can consider. I also hope, because I think maybe Matthew said, and acting like an entrepreneur, that's something else, but I also hope that a framework like this also encourages a certain entrepreneurialism, which is about having a broad sense of the opportunity to make change happen, and then acting in ways which are quite nimble and understand the dynamics of the system that you're in.
Yeah.
And that, as a definition of an entrepreneurialism, I think could also be influenced by supported by this kind of an approach. So I'm keen that it's not just, I suppose, this kind of rather heady kind of framing that sparks an intellectual debate, but that it also does support that kind of entrepreneurial spirit within public services and policy making.
And I think just to finish that point has there's an upside and downside, in the sense that I think that what you see in government, and this is something that could be interesting to discuss next week, is a pretty kind of fixed way of time frame for things. You know, I mean, particularly fixed by kind of 5-year terms and parliamentary cycles, that a lot of things have to be fitted into that framework. But what this approach, I think, suggests, and what the conversation, I think, brought to mind, is that sometimes you're going to have to go a lot slower than you might want to go, but other times you might be able to go much faster. And that part of the other problem for policymakers sometimes is that they don't see that an opportunity has suddenly opened up, that legitimacy has suddenly shifted on a topic. And so we gave the example of the smoking ban, and that once the evidence for passive smoking came in, it fundamentally shifted the argument, because then the libertarian argument, so well, it's up to smokers to worry about their own health, was shifted, because suddenly people said, well, it's not fair that non-smokers suffer too. So I think this framework, as well as understanding complexity, which might lead you to be more modest about what you can achieve, it also says to you, keep on your toes, because just like entrepreneurs, just like 9 out of 10 businesses fail, sometimes businesses explode. And they go from 0 to 60 in a few months. And that's the other side of this entrepreneurial mindset. So a lot to explore next week, I think.
Great, thank you very much. Look forward to the next one.